Jesus asks us to love our enemies? Do you? Just in case your friend turns out to be a bunch of rascals. So that's why he asks us, love your enemies. In case your friends turn out to be a bunch of rascals so that you can go back and have some people to love. And G.K. Chesterton says, the Bible tells us to love our neighbors and also love our enemies, probably because they are the same people. Yeah. All right, I saw this somewhere and I thought that this is a kind of meme, but I hope none of us ever wish this for our neighbors. And it says, I wish that all of my enemies had 3 cars parked in front of their house, an ambulance, a fire truck, and a police car. Please don't wish that for your enemy. Okay, we are Christians, okay? All right. Some weeks ago, I was out playing soccer in Phoenix, and during the game, there was a guy who, we had a context, there was we call it an area ball, and both of us went for the ball to head it, and the guy just pushed me, and I landed on the ground. I knew, okay, soccer is a contact game, I didn't complain. The second time, he did the same thing to me, and I was on the ground, and he gave the ball to his teammate, and my teammate saw what he did to me and knocked his other teammate down, and the referee called off an offense against my team and gave a yellow card to my teammate, and I said to the referee, you can't do this. This guy has done this to me twice, and you ignored me. And you know what? The guy that hit me turned and he insulted hell out of me. He called me all sorts of names, shit and trash, and I was like, you know, and I told the ref, you can't allow this to happen. And the guy kept insulting me, and even after the game, the referee came and apologized to me and said it's okay, because he discovered that the guy was just mean, and he was so just mean to everybody and very, very verbally abusing everyone. And I was going out of the pitch, he saw me, he was still insulting me. And I was like, man, where is this guy coming from? I was really angry, but I didn't show. I went to the ref because I couldn't understand why he should be so mean. And after the game, I came back and I reflected on what happened, and I discovered that we live in a world where there is a lot of hatred and violence, and I was glad that I didn't talk back at him, because that would have created more violence and more anger and more and fighting, because my teammates were ready to pick it up, and we controlled the situation. You see, a lot of you have acknowledged the fact that there is a lot of violence in our world. There is a lot of hatred and injustice. But there is one thing that we fail to understand, that the decision not to forgive those who cause us harm is a decision to contribute to the spread of violence and hatred and injustice in the world. So violence and injustice is not just perpetrated by people who are racist or religious bigots, but by Christians who refuse to forgive. When we refuse to forgive, we are in a way contributing to the spread of violence and hatred. Because if I had talked back and retaliated, there would be violence out there in the field. So I came to discover that as a Christian, we need to forgive, because if we don't, we are not different from racists or people who cause violence in the world. Because evil is an accumulation of conditions or circumstances where there is an absence of love. It's an accumulation. So evil is not just one event. It's an accumulation of conditions or circumstances where there is an absence of love. And so this is the big reason why we should learn to forgive. Because when we forgive, we stop the chain of violence and hatred and injustice in our world. So mercy is what helps in spreading the kingdom of God. But lack of mercy, but lack of forgiveness is what helps in spreading the kingdom of Satan. That is why Jesus says, be merciful just as your heavenly Father is merciful. God spreads his kingdom by showing mercy to us, to all of his creation. And when we are not merciful, when we are not forgiving, we spread the kingdom of Satan. So this is what happens when we don't want to forgive people who offend us. So do not help the devil to spread his kingdom by your lack of forgiveness. Three signs that shows you have forgiven someone. Number one, not having hatred towards that person. So when I came back from the game, I thought about the experience, but I was considering why this guy did what he did. I understood that perhaps he had not grown in a very good family or neighborhood or culture, or maybe he lacked something, so there was that sympathy for him. And if we do that, it will help us to really forgive those who have offended us. So not having hatred towards that person, trying to find a reason why that person did what he did. Number two, praying with a pure heart for that person. I didn't do that, so I failed in that respect. So preparing this reflection helped me to know that one of the signs to really show that you have forgiven someone is to pray for him. Jesus says that in the gospel, pray for those who persecute you, those who do not like you. So that's a very good sign. We pray not out of duty, but out of love, that this person lacks the love of God and God should help him to become better. So if we do that for people who we feel have offended us, have caused us great harm, then that's a big sign that we have truly forgiven that person. Number three, speaking no evil of that person. So when we talk about people who have offended us, we try not to speak evil against them. And this is where I discovered that many of us fail in our culture, especially Christians, because we are truly divided by politics. And when I look at the news and I look at on Facebook, some of us Christians, politicians that we don't like, we make fun of them. There are cartoons and all that. The other day I saw something about Pelosi. And the cartoon was just so disgusting. I couldn't know a Christian should not do that. It was like he did something like that, and I said, this is not very fair. Even if this woman has a position about politics and morality, those of us who are Christians should not be abusive and sarcastic to that extent. It doesn't show our love for God and our love for one another. So even if we don't like some politicians or some people, please don't join in making fun of them or celebrating cartoons that disfigure their physique or their personality. Jesus would not celebrate that attitude. So let us learn to be true Christians, to forgive, because unforgiveness, lack of forgiveness on our part is a way of contributing to the spread of violence and hatred. And that's not what Jesus wants. He wants us all to be united, to be brothers and sisters. And it is possible. St. John of the Cross says, wherever you discover that there is no love, pouring love into that situation, into that experience. Love conquers all. It is by our love that they will know that we are Christians. It is by our love, not by our retaliation and vengeance, but by our love. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And together we spread the news that God is in our land. And they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. And they will know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk side by side. And together we spread the news that God is in our land. And they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love.